In the name of Jesus, amen. Please be seated. You can't talk, but worst of all, you're deaf. No sound, nothing intelligible anyway. Lots of vibrations, but that's about it. Other senses kick in over time. Smell, touch, taste, and you can see others talking, but then you really don't know what they're talking about. You can't talk and you can't hear. But that doesn't mean that you are devoid of emotions, inquisitiveness, deep and lonely frustrations. You can't tell someone why you're down or what makes you happy. You can never ask what's going on. You've never said nor even heard the words, "I love you." People eat with you, they touch you, but you really can't get to know them, not like you could know them if you could hear. Never really communicate with them like you could if your tongue would work. Surrounded by all kinds of people, you are locked up in solitary confinement. You're barred in by closed ears. There was one thing in God's grand creation that was not good when he created it. Not good in the sense of not complete. He said so himself. It is not good that the man should be alone. Alone isn't good. Alone isn't the way it's supposed to be. Never has been and never will be. God didn't create us to live locked up in a little world of our own. He created each of us for union and communion with himself and then with one another. He created us all to live together in love. Cain, you remember Cain. Cain cried out when his sin imposed on him a lonely exile. In despair, David fled Saul into the loneliness of hiding out amongst, of all people, the Philistines. Elijah despaired as he alone fled Jezebel, fled to Horeb, to the mountain of God, fearing that he was the only one left in all of Israel who trusted God. The deaf mute in today's gospel knew the loneliness of exile. And my guess is you might know a little bit about that as well. See, it's not only the deaf who feel as though they're looking in at the world from the outside, left alone on the sidelines. Deaf mutes aren't the only ones who can be in a crowd of people and feel so terribly isolated, lonely, and alone, without friends. Left standing by yourself, alone looking in at the world around you. Alone at the top, alone at the bottom. Alone in a happiness that other people just don't care about. Alone in a sadness that's isolated and stifles you. Alone in a loneliness that's slowly sucking life right out of you. How many million people surround us? Their houses butted right up against yours? And it's loneliness that keeps you up at night. It's loneliness that drives you to flutter from one relationship to another. It's loneliness that starves and scares you. It's loneliness that forces your face into a pillow at night so that nobody can hear you cry alone. Deaf mutes aren't the only ones who can be in a crowd and feel utterly alone, isolated, deserted, abandoned, forsaken, friendless. Perhaps those adjectives describe you because of your sin, and perhaps they describe you because of someone else's sin. Regardless, alone isn't the way God created us to be. Suddenly those who could hear and those who could talk with each other were dragging him along, nearly carrying him. He hadn't a clue what was happening, but he could see from his friends' faces hopeful anticipation. What's going on? What's this mean? Where are you taking me? But they can't tell him, and he can't ask. And they bring him to a stranger and beg him to lay his hand on him. And the stranger does a strange thing. Taking him aside from the crowd privately, he put his finger into his ears and after spitting touched his tongue. And with a deep sigh, the stranger looked up to heaven. A deep sigh, because there was no one more grieved than this stranger at the loneliness that the not good of sin and death has imposed on this broken man and on the broken people of this world. And in his sigh, he prays. He prays that sin and death and the loneliness and isolation it causes come to an end. In the beginning, God's creative word spoke all things into existence. And all things were good because they were united to him and to one another. And now, this very same word that was spoken into darkness, causing light to be light, the very same word now become flesh and blood in the womb of Mary, this very same word speaks his word, and his word works. He sighs, "Ephphatha, be opened." And those were the first words that this deaf mute heard. And his tongue was set free as well, and he could speak clearly. A miracle took place. Jesus broke through the walls of isolation and brought this deaf mute out of the prison of his loneliness and into the joy of communion with Jesus and with all of his friends and his neighbors as well. A miracle happened, but it was one that pointed to something even greater. Your Lord Jesus has come into your world too, to bring you out of the isolation that your sin has put you into, and the loneliness of darkness, and the solitude of death. Your Lord Jesus has come to bring you out of your lonely prison, and bring you into the joy of communion with himself, his Father, the Holy Spirit, and into union with one another. And how does he do that? Not by somehow mystically lifting you up out of here, maybe for a moment or two in worship or something like that, but rather by coming right to where you are, right into the loneliness of your exile, right into your solitary confinement, right into everything that has shut you up and shut you out and shut you down. He doesn't expect that somehow in our lonely, blind, deaf, mutedness, we're going to somehow find our way to him. If that's the way it's supposed to work, then he would have to wait forever and a day. No, he seeks you out. By his church, he sends others to find us and carry us to him. He comes to us. He enters our loneliness. Remember his lonely cry on the cross? My God, why have you forsaken me? There is no place you can go that your Lord Jesus has not already been. And so there is no place where you can find yourself where he is not. He's there with you when you are feeling nothing less than blind, deaf, and mute. He's there when you are feeling isolated from anybody who cares. He's there with you in your joys. He's there with you in your sorrows. He's there with you even in your dying. Walking with you where no one else can walk. And he knows the way, even through death, all the way to resurrection, because he has walked that way once before. Into our faithlessness, he has said, "Ephphatha, be opened." And just as in the beginning, when he spoke into existence what was not, he speaks faith into existence, faith that trusts in him. It's here in Christ's church where God's word has opened our ears and our eyes and loosened our tongues. It's here in Christ's church where God has placed us to live as a family, where forgiveness words are constantly heard to set us free from loneliness and give us life together, where burdens and joys are shared, and where we taste week after week of heaven on earth as we feast at his banquet table, where there is real life. And just as the friends of the deaf mute had brought the man to Jesus, our Lord Jesus sends us out, the baptized, out from this place into a world where loneliness reigns, where ears are deaf to God's word, where God is declared non-existent, and tongues are tied to bitter complaining and arguing, and every other kind of behavior that I might say looks tantalizing in the beginning, but ends up simply driving people apart, leaving hearts broken and lives lonely. Our Lord Jesus sends us to do for others what this deaf man's friends did for him. Bring Jesus to them. Bring them to the only one who can really break through and end all of the isolation and unite them to a family that is born from one womb, the baptismal font. A family that is always growing, and never destroyed, not even by death itself. A family that never stops eating together, on earth or in heaven, gathering around one table to eat together one holy food. A family that is God's answer and God's gift to every loneliness the human heart can know. Well, I'll grant you that finally in the end there is the loneliness of the cemetery and the grave. But even then, one last time, Jesus will shout, "Ephphatha, be opened." Shout it once again, not into closed ears and mouths and hearts, but into closed graves on the last day, into what appears to all the world to be our final isolations where we all lie alone. Jesus is going to shout, "Ephphatha." And when Jesus speaks his powerful word, things happen. Light comes into being. The deaf hear. The mute speak clearly. Faith is created. And death and the grave, your death and your grave, will be no different. Death and the grave will have no choice but to obey and open up and release those bound by its dreadful darkness. "Ephphatha," Jesus says into your ears, opening them to the words, to hear his words of absolution. "Ephphatha," Jesus says to your mouth, so that you may taste and see that the Lord is good. "Ephphatha," Jesus says to your life, held hostage by loneliness and sin and death. Be open.
he says, and live in the name of Jesus. Amen.